do you expect of the comeback, the international comeback of Paul Biedermann?
Exciting prospect, and I think now it's going to happen quite soon. And I've been watching what a few friends have been saying on Twitter about this, and it's interesting. Okay. Look, it's a good thing that I have more than one to choose from. But I think probably if it's one, it's probably my. Do you know this changes every time I get asked it, and once I've said it, it changes back the other way. So it's either the 4x1 freestyle relay in Sydney or my 400 freestyle in Athens. It's one of those two.
For different reasons.
Completely different reasons. But they're the two that mean the most.
Where are you living now? In Switzerland or in Australia?
I live in Switzerland.
Yeah,
I flew from there this morning. I can't use travel.
Is
Kolinsky
something to work together, like
No. I'll still swim with him, but not competitively. I'll still train with Gennady, but I won't be competing.
Ever again.
I don't say ever again.
Sorry.
Ever again. No, I will. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
It depends on how it is.
Yeah.
Before your hi. We just scooted in when you were talking, so we didn't have a time to say hi yet. When you had your press conference for the comeback, you were saying you always wanted to be like either a rock star playing in a Bond movie or going to the Olympics again. So you tried the Olympics. Is there anything? Is the Bond movie next, or the rock band?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think I did say that as well. Yeah. I regret that now. I have no intention to like either of those two things.
Okay.
But I mean, I might just, I don't know, buy the watch or maybe the car from a Bond film and live out my fantasy that way. Or, and rock, I'll just get a new iPhone. So.
In light of the pen packs happening like at the end of this week, basically a week away, how do you see that the chances of the Australian swimmers, especially like in the freestyle, James Magnussen?
James Magnussen will be up against it at the Pan Pacs. It will be a really tough competition for him off the end of the Commonwealth Games that he's just competed at. But I think his focus would be firmly on the Pan Pacs rather than being the previous competition. And I think he'll swim pretty well.
And how do you see now at the Euros? We have major freestyle champion, or supposed to be champion, with Yannick Agnel. He's good.
He's
great. He's good.
No, he's one of my favorite swimmers, and one of my favorite swimmers to watch. I met him in probably a year before the London Olympics. Before then, I'd only seen his performances, seen his results, but you know, I'm convinced he should still be swimming 400s. That's what I'd like to see him do more of.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about this high technology psychology swimsuits because now we cannot. Do you think for Rio will be something like this, like in Beijing, or is it going to go?
I mean, high technology swimsuits have been around and they are around and they will be around. I think that there's an importance that comes with anyone that's involved in a sport and it's to, you know, look after the sport and nurture it along as it progresses through, you know, time. But I like technology in sport. I think for me, I've had good experiences with technology. I've had experiences where I've decided to opt to cut out kind of scientific input into what I'm doing and just get on with some hard work and just really go by feeling as well, which I've had a benefit to myself. But in terms of swimsuit technology, there's things that are known now that weren't known even very recently. They'll allow it to continue to progress with the new restrictions that are in place.
We would allow one final question for this group.
Germany will apply for the Olympic Games 2024. So they are Berlin and Hamburg, actually. Who would you prefer, Berlin or Hamburg for this?
I'm not going to say. Like, if I say one, everyone from the other one hates me, and if I say the other, it's,
yeah.
There's nothing to gain from me, so both.
Okay. One last.
Can I just ask you? Whether you go back to swimming or you don't go back to swimming, in life generally, what is it that you would like to do? Is there something that you would like to achieve in life generally beyond the world of swimming?
Well, I mean, I think I'm doing it. I don't think it's so much about that destination, but doing it each and making the most of what you're doing each day.
Would you like to do like Shane is taking another degree, whatever.
That's very.
Is that kind of, you know, when you say learning in life generally, or is there an area of focus?
Both.
Okay,
I'm sorry that it doesn't sound very well thought out, but I do mean it, sincerity. Cheers.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you.